It's a beautiful sunny day here in the Yorkshire Dales, and I'm just about to launch into an hour and a half of some of the greatest music you'll ever hear. This programme is, I suppose, an homage to the great songwriting of Richard Thompson. I'm going to be playing covers of Richard Thompson's songs. Many people have covered the great man's work, people like Del McCoury, Bonnie Raitt, Christy Moore, Norman Watson, Martin Carthy, David Byrne, the Blind Boys of Alabama, Jefferson Starship. I could go on. As a young lad in London, he joined the band Fairport Convention under the legendary producer Joe Boyd. And while there, he wrote things like Crazy Man Michael with the great Dave Swarbrick and Meet on the Ledge, which has, of course, become the anthem of Fairport Convention. Well, I'm not going to attempt a history of Richard Thompson in this show because far better men than me have done it. What I'm going to do instead is play you a selection of his songs that have been covered by folkies. From the Battlefield Band to Christy Moore, Norma Waterson, June Tabor and onwards. I'm going to kick right off with a version of I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight from Bellowhead's album Revival. And it was suggested on my Facebook site by Maureen Mossen. No longer gigging, but they left us a selection of great albums. Bellowhead there from their album Revival with I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, which was, of course, the first Richard and Linda Thompson album recorded in 1973 in a very short time and on a very small budget. Not long before that, Henry the Human Fly was Richard's very first solo album. In fact, it was while he was recording that he met Linda, who came in to do guest vocals on a couple of numbers. And Henry the Human Fly was, would you believe, completely panned by the press. It went absolutely nowhere, and yet three of the songs in this show come from that very first album, the very first one he made after he left Fairport Convention. I'm going to play you now Solus's version, that great Irish-American band Solus, their version from the album The Turning Tide, of a classic Richard Thompson song, The Poor Ditching Boy. This is for Sean McCaffrey, Pat Begley and Julie Driscoll, who all wrote in asking for it. And after that, you're going to hear the new St. George from the Albion Country Band's album Battle of the Field, another track from Henry the Human Fly. Two of them back to back here, both classics of, I suppose you call it, the English folk rock tradition, but certainly classics of Richard Thompson's early songwriting career.
Believe what?
The Albion Country Band there from the album Battle of the Field with the New St. George and a tune called La Rota. And before that, you heard The Poor Ditching Boy from Solus's album The Turning Tide. If you just joined us in Australia, Canada or wherever, this show is devoted entirely to the great singer-songwriter Richard Thompson, covers of his material done by folky bands and other singers. 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, gotta be there, the number of people who said that. And there were lots of versions asked for. Alan Jones wanted the Del McCoury Band's version, but I've already played that a couple of weeks back. Martin Hurst suggested Zoe Mulford's Vincent Black Lightning, which of course is a great version, but again, I've played that a couple of times on the show. And Nell Bridges actually said on the Facebook site, it looks as though you could have a whole show of Vincent Black Lightning songs. True. One of the most requested, however, was for the version from the Red Molly Band. Alan Jones, Jeff Parker and Ian Bunton all wrote in asking for that version. Red Molly is a trio consisting of Laurie McAllister on vocals and bass, Abby Gardner on vocals, guitar, Dobro and lap steel guitar, and Molly Ventner on vocals and guitar. Their fans are known, apparently, as Redheads. Red Molly was formed late one night, it seems, at the 2004 Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, when the three girls were the last ones left up at a song circle. They liked the way that they all sounded together and decided to form a band. The name Red Molly, of course, comes from the character in 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, the red-headed girl in the black leathers.
Special on any such like. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did.
She came to the hospital, there wasn't much left.
was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Lordans and Indians and Greaves won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I got no further use for thee. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home.
...1952 Vincent Black Lightning from Red Molly's album, The Red Album. Now, when I asked on my Facebook site for suggestions, a suggestion came from Alistair Russell, of course. Great guitarist, great singer, great accompanist, great record producer, one-time singer and guitarist with the Battlefield Band. And he suggested, let me just quote this, "Hi, it's Alistair here, blowing my own trumpet. What about the Battlefield Band's version of The Old Changing Way, or How Will I Ever Be Simple Again?" Well, of course, The Old Changing Way is yet another track from Henry the Human Fly, and I thought I would play it, because actually the Battlefield Band's version is one of the very best ever. And I'm going to play it in particular because it's Alistair's birthday weekend, this weekend. I was hoping to get over there and share it with you, Ali, but I've got the grandchildren here and I will be playing Lego instead, but I will raise a glass in your honour later tonight. From the album Anthem for the Common Man, here's the Battlefield Band with the lead vocals of Alistair Russell and The Old Changing Way.
I'm Darby the Tinker, and me brother is Tam, and we go where the work is, and we work wherever we can, with mending and fixing. It's together we'll stay, intending our fortunes to try on the old changing way. And we come to your cities, and we call on your wives. Now we'll fix up your kettles, please, good missus, we'll sharpen your knives. And we always agreed, it's together we'll stay, intending our fortunes to dry on the old changing way. But times they grew scanty, and money grew thin, and we worked for a song, but the money, it didn't come in. Now brothers are kindred, but the hard times betray, and so we stumbled apart on the old changing way. And we never agreed to divide our chin, but when you're out of luck with your brothers, the hard times begin. Oh, the spikes and the brothels, that's so shameful to see. But don't you travel alone now, boys, the
this warning you must take by me. You must share with your nearest till the end of your days, or else it's forever you'll roam the old changing way. Or else it's forever you'll roam the old changing way.
The Battlefield Band there with The Old Changing Way, from their album Anthem for the Common Man, which is absolutely, well, it's one of my favourite albums of all time. It's a terrific album. The band were really sucking diesel when they made that album. The song, of course, as I said, comes from Richard Thompson's first solo album, Henry the Human Fly. Now, Andy Boyt and Mike Parfitt both wrote in saying, please play Bonnie Raitt singing The Dimming of the Day, because she sings the best version of this song ever.
This old house is falling down around my ear. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway.
With The Dimming of the Day, one of the most beautiful songs that Richard's ever written, and that's from the album The Best of Bonnie Raitt on Capitol, 1989 to 2003. Now, I was thinking of playing June Tabor's brilliant version of The Great Valerio, but Ian Anderson suggested, why don't you play, alternatively to June's, Maggie Holland's version of the song from her album Bones? Well, I had another listen to that, and it has got something very special about it. I'm going to play June's version in a couple of weeks' time, but I think that this version has got something really incredible about it. There's a sparseness in Maggie's voice, a bareness, which really suits the story behind the song. Like all great Richard Thompson songs, it tells a story. In this way, somehow obliquely, he creates a character, and from the character we can read the history of that person, and we can form our own ideas of what's been going on in that person's life and why they are what they are. I'll play you Pavan in a little while, and that's another of those songs that does that. Anyway, here's Maggie Holland with The Great Valerio. From her album Bones with The Great Valerio. Maggie, of course, as many of you will know, was in the English country blues band with Rod Stradling and Ian Anderson, the editor of that great magazine Fruits, F with a small F and then big R for Roots, probably one of the finest folk magazines on the planet. Now, Gordon Jones wrote to say, if you can play Valerio twice, it'd be worth it to hear Swan Arcade's version. Well, much as I'd like to humour you, Gordon, I'm afraid I can't do that. What I'm going to do instead is play you Swan Arcade's version of Georgie on a Spree, another great Richard Thompson song. Swan Arcade, for my money, one of the best a cappella bands to ever walk the face of the planet. They had fire, they had guts, they had authenticity, they were rooted, they were wild. I just loved everything they did. Jim Boyes, Dave Brady and Heather Brady. They stormed around the late 70s, the 70s and early 80s, and I thought they were just simply beautiful. I loved everything they did. And they too loved the songs of Richard Thompson. Here's Georgie on a spree.
Me mother told me, Isabel, now don't you stay out too late. One day they'll throw you out of school, so get yourself a steady date. But Georgie meets me every night, and we go out and we have a bite. Eyes of blue and money too, and he's a rattle in the garden gate. And I can hardly wait when Georgie's on a spree. All the girls are jealous of me. I'm the one he spends his money on. He spends it 1, 2, 3. Riding in his Chevrolet, I'm perfect company. He's the king and I'm his queen when Georgie's on the spree. We don't keep bad company, we mix it with the best. Rubbing shoulders with the rich and no time for the rest. But when I see something that I need, my Georgie buys the street for me. When we tire of the Ritz, he's got a little nest where I put him to the test. When Georgie's on a spree, all the girls are jealous of me. I'm the one he spends his money on. He spends it 1, 2, 3. Riding in his Chevrolet, I'm perfect company. He's the king and I'm his queen when Georgie's on the spree. One day Georgie hung his head and sadly he did say, little girl, I'm leaving you, I have to go away. But I'll be back in a week or two, and I'll be thinking just of you. So stay beside your telephone until that lucky day when I come home to stay. When Georgie's on a spree, all the girls are jealous of me. I'm the one he spends his money on. He spends it 1, 2, 3. Riding in his Chevrolet, I'm perfect company. He's the king and I'm his queen when Georgie's on the spree. He's the king and I'm his queen when Georgie's on the spree.
Oh, they never got invited to sing at Buckingham Palace. I wonder why. That was a great, great version of Georgie on a Spree from Swan Arcade's album Round Again on the Fellside label, one of the great little labels of the world. Now, Alistair Russell did suggest How Will I Ever Be Simple Again when he wrote in, and I thought what I would do now is play you a great version from the album Wonder Waltz by Dedannan, lead vocals of Eleanor Shanley. This was when she was quite a young lass who just joined Dedannan. She's still touring the world with them, still singing wonderfully. But from way back when, this is her version of How Will I Ever Be Simple Again.
Oh, she danced in the street. Barefoot in the rain, and she sang like a child to her dad, to her daddy. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? She sat by the banks of the dark. tried for a fish with a worm on a pin. There was nothing but fever and ghosts in the water. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? Or was my love and my friend and companion? And what did I care for the pretty and plain? But her smile so clear, and my heart was so troubled. Oh, how will I ever be simple again?
Great voice, great song, and great accompaniment to Dan and there from the album Wonder Waltz with How Will I Ever Be Simple Again, lead vocals Eleanor Shanley. Now, Wall of Death is another song of Richard Thompson's which tells a story obliquely, it leads you in obliquely, like all great poetry, and I think he is a great folk poet, whether he likes the label folk or not, I'm not really sure, but I do think that the really significant thing about his writing is that it leads us into a situation or to a person or whatever, and then it leads you to fill in things. And you can do that in lots of ways. And you can put your own meanings into some of the songs that he's written. And you can also see different interpretations. The Wall of Death, it could be anything. It could be life. It could be adventure. It could just be about a wall of death. Who knows? But the good thing is, we can all make up our own minds. Mike Parfitt and Phil Hare both suggested Nancy Griffiths' version of this great song. From the album Other Voices 2, brackets, A Trip Back to Bountiful, that was Nancy Griffith with her version of the Richard Thompson classic Wall of Death. And by the way, if you want any information on any of the tracks you've heard on this show or any of the artists, just go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find the track listing there. And if you click on the track listing, that should take you through to the artists' own websites. There's also other stuff on the website, as many of you will know, people listening in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Ireland. You can download the show forever, keep it on your iPad or your iPod or your clone, and listen to it as many times as you want. More than 160 programmes there for your delectation now. And you can also make a contribution or a donation to the show if you so wish, because it does cost quite a lot to keep this show going. Now, I had loads of suggestions for the next Richard Thompson song. Four Men and a Dog, Waltzing for Dreamers from Phil Hare, Stephen Taylor, Waltzing for Dreamers from Rosie Carson and Kevin Dempsey. Really good suggestions, but what I plumped for in the end is my favourite version ever, and it's Dave Berlin's from his tribute album to Richard Thompson, His Master's Choice. This, for me, is the most perfect version of Waltzing for Dreamers ever.
Oh, play me a blue song, fade down the lights. I'm as sad as a proud man can be sad tonight. Just let me dream on, just let me sway, while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. Miss, you don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? One step's for breaking, two steps for breaking, waltzing for dreamers, losers in love. One step's for sighing, two steps for crying, waltzing for dreamers and losers in love. Now they say love's for gamblers, though the pendulum swings. I bet hard on love and I lost everything. So don't send me home now, put a shot in my arm, and we'll drink on old memories, and we'll drink in to dawn. Mr. Bandleader, won't you play one more time? For I've got falling money in this pocket of mine. One step's for raking, two steps for breaking, waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. One step's for sighing, two steps for crying, waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. Don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? One step's for raking, two steps for breaking, waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. One step's for sighing, two steps for crying, waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. sense for dreams and losers in love.
Oh, the great voice of Dave Berlin there from the album His Master's Choice with Waltzings for Dreamers. As I said, that's my favourite version of that song ever. Now, American rock band Jefferson Airplane, after a while, turned into a sort of folky rock band called Jefferson Starship. And while they were Jefferson Starship, they made a cracking album called Jefferson's Liberty Tree, which paid tribute to the folk roots behind the original band. One of the songs on the album, Jefferson's Liberty Tree, is a fantastic version of Genesis Hall, a song which appeared first on the Fairport Convention album On Half Bricking, and then in a solo version by Richard himself on his album Small Town Romance in 1984. It tells a complex story in one way, but one that's very simple in another. Richard's father was a policeman in London, and he went one night as part of a raid on a squat, a house called Genesis Hall, where a group of squatters had taken refuge. It's interesting how the song relates today. Richard mentions the homeless and the poor, and they're still with us, but now we have food banks as well. This, I think, is one of his greatest songs, and I think this is a terrific version. Well, let's see what you think. Jefferson Starship with Genesis Hall.
Judge without hate or law.
Take away homes from the homeless and leave them to die in the cold. The gypsy who begged for your favours will laugh in your face when you're old. Genesis Hall from Jefferson Starship's album, Jefferson's Liberty Tree. Now, lots of people, including Gene Kohns, pointed out that Kate Rusby has done a brilliant version of Withered and Died on her album Little Lights. And you know, they're absolutely right. Of Withered and Died there from Kate Rusby's album Little Lights. Now, like all great singer-songwriters, Richard Thompson's work is capable of all kinds of treatments. There are Cajun versions of his songs. Irish singers treat them almost like ballads. If you think of Galway to Graceland, the great versions of that done by people like Eleanor Shanley. One of our finest traditional singers is an old pal of mine called Bob Davenport. And Bob has a way of seeking out songs, finding them, and making them very much his own. He's a great pub singer, amongst many other things, and I know he wouldn't resent that description at all, because he reckons that that's where you should do most of your best singing, in a social circle. This is a great version of Down Where the Drunkards Roll, Bob Davenport on vocals and Roger Digby on Anglo concertina.
See the boys out walking, the boys they look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine. Soon they'll be bleary-eyed under a keg of wine, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. See the lover standing, he's staring at the ground, he's looking for the real thing, lies were all he found. He can find the real thing, it'll only cost a pound, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. There goes a troubled woman, she dreams a troubled dream, she lives out on the highway, she keeps her money clean. Soon she'll be returning to the place where she's the queen, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. You can be a gambler who has never dealt a hand, you can be a sailor who's never left dry land. You could be Lord Jesus, all the world will understand, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll.
From the album Send Your Best Men Forward, Bob Davenport with Roger Digby and Down Where the Drunkards Roll. Now, I'm going to play you one of my favourite Richard Thompson songs. And when I first heard this song on the album First Light, sung by Linda Thompson, I remember a chill running through my body. If I was to look for another singer-songwriter that Richard reminded me of, I would have to say he reminds me of the works of Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill, that sort of European way of looking at life and trying to translate it, trying to transmute it into music and song and regarding absolutely everything as grist to the mill. The Great Valerio is very much like a German cabaret song. The Wall of Death is another of those oblique songs, and Pavan is just one of those. This is the only one, I wrote to Linda to just check on this, this is the only one that I'm playing tonight that was co-written with Linda. And like I say, when I first heard it really chilled me to the bone. It's the story of a hired assassin, and there's a verse in it, I'll just read it. At the presidential palace, 1,000 people saw His Excellency leave his car and never make the door. The blood flows from his fingers as he clutches at the stain. He staggers like a drunken man, lies twisted in the rain.
How do you love a woman with eyes cold as the barrel of her gun, who's never missed her mark on anyone? Casino doors swing open, the rich men raise their eyes. They say, who is this beauty as elegant as ice? And later there's an accident, another charge d'affaires is lying pool of blood, no witness anywhere. And they say she was 100 miles away. The hotel porter saw her climb the stairs, and the maid, trembling hands, knows what to say. When the judge says, "Are you sure?" "I'm sure," she swears. The vow, go steal woman, the vow. How do you love a woman with eyes cold as the bar? Who's never missed her mark with anyone? Pavan, Pavan, Pavan. The presidential palace, 1,000 people saw His Excellency leave his car and never make the door. The blood flows from his fingers as he clutches at the stay. He staggers like a drunken man, lies twisted in the rain. And they say she grew up well provided for. Her mother used to keep her boys for sure, and her father's close attention led to talk. She learned to stab her food with a silver fork.
That comes from the album Against the Streams, and it's the great June Tabor version of Pavan, one of the most chilling songs in the canon. Now, Paul Long wrote in to say, "God Loves a Drunk, best song by Norma Waterson. If you can't find it, email me and I'll lend you my copy." Richard Thompson says, and I quote, "One element of the song expresses the view that being righteous and conservative and proper and part of the social order does not equate with spirituality, and the drunk of the song is closer to God than them because he's not concerned with preserving his self-image and he's dissatisfied with himself and the world as he finds it and likes to escape from it on a regular basis."
Will there be any bartenders up there in heaven? Will the pubs never close? Or will the glass never drain? No more DTs and no shakes and no horrors. And the very next morning you feel right as rain. But God loves a drunk, the lowest of men, like the dogs in the street and the pigs in the pen. But a drunk's only trying to get free from his body, and he soars like an eagle high up there in heaven, and he shouts and his curses are just hymns and praises to kickstart his mind now and then. God loves the drunk, come raise up your glasses, amen. Does God really care for your life in the sober? Dull little life full of dull little things, and bring up the babies to be just like daddy, and maybe you'll be there when he gives out the wings. But God loves a drunk, although he's a fool, and he wets in his pants and he falls off his stool. And he can't hear the insults and the whispers go by him as he leans in the doorway and sings Sally Racket. And he can't feel the cold rain beat down on his body and soak through his clothes. God loves a drunk, come raise up your glasses, amen. Will there be any pen pushers up there in heaven? Does clerking and wage slaving win you God's love? I pity with your salaries and pensions, if you think that'll get you to the kingdom above. But God loves a drunk, although he's a clown, and you can't help but laugh as he gags and falls down. And he don't give a care and he screams at his demons alone in the darkness. He's staying alive for just one more pint bottle. Won't you throw him a few pennies, friend? God loves a drunk forever and ever.
God Loves a Drunk, Norma Waterson, from her eponymous album. Now, I'm not going to read out all the requests for this next song because I'll be here till the cows. We're not just coming home, but we're in the armchair drinking my best single malt. Here's Christy Moore with his version of what I think is probably one of the most covered of all Richard Thompson songs, a song which he wrote about people like Annie Briggs, women who were strong, who broke away from the mould in the 60s and became travellers, they became movers, they became singers and refused to be nailed or pinned down. Vashti Bunyan was another one such.
I was 18 when I came to town. They called it the summer of love. Burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the dove. I took a job at the steamin' way down on Caltrum Street, and I fell in love with a laundry girl that was working next to me. Brown hair zigzagged around her face, a look of half surprise, like the fox got in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said to me, can't you see, I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I lose my mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. And she was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. We busked around the market towns, fruit picking down in Kent. We could tinker pots and pans and knives wherever we went. We were camping down the Gower, and the work was mighty good. She wouldn't wait for the harvest, I thought we should. I said to her, we'll settle down and get a few acres dug, with a fire burning in the heart and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. We were drinking more in those days, our tempers reached a pitch. Like a fool, I let her run away when she took the rambling itch. At the last I heard, she's living rough, back in the Derby beat, with a bottle of white horse in her pocket, a wolfhound at her feet. And they said that she got married once to a man called Romany Brown. Even a gypsy caravan was too much like settling down. They say her roses faded, rough weather and hard booze. Maybe that's the price you pay for the chains that you refuse. Oh, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. I miss her more than ever words can say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, I wouldn't want her any other way. If I could hold her in my arms today,
comes from an album called Burning Times. Christy Moore with a classic version of one of the greatest songs of the last 20, 30 years, Bee's Wing. I'm rapidly getting close to the end of the show, so I'm going to nip straight into this next song. It's a fine, fine version of the classic song From Galway to Graceland. You remember I said about Richard Thompson telling us stories obliquely? Well, in this case, he tells us a story very, very directly. In fact, BBC Radio 4 made a play out of this song, and a very fine radio play it was too. Great story of a woman so infatuated with Elvis, she actually leaves her home and goes from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
She dressed in the dark. She whispered amen. And she was pretty and pink like a young girl again. 20 years married. She never thought twice. She picked up her bags and walked into the night. The silver wings carried her over the sea, from the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee, to be with her sweetheart. She left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. She was humming Suspicion. It's the song she liked best. And she had Elvis, I Love You, tattooed on her breast. When they landed in Memphis, well, her heart beat so fast. She dreamed for so long, now she'd see him at last. She knelt by his graveside day after day. Come closing time, they would pull her away to be with her sweetheart. She left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. In the thousands they came, from the whole human race, to pay their respects at his last resting place. But blindly she knelt there, she told him her dreams, and she thought that he answered, that's how it seemed. And they dragged her away. It was handcuffs this time. She said, my good man, are you out of your mind? Don't you know that we're married? See, I'm wearing his ring. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
Play that song in particular for my mate Mick Murphy down in Manchester, an old pal of mine. That was Galway to Graceland from the album John o' Dreams and the band Henry's Notions. And the song at the end of it was, of course, Love Me Tender. I couldn't do a show on Richard Thompson's great songs and songwriting without playing this last one. It has become the Fairport Convention anthem, and they play it at the end of every Crop Ready Festival to signal that the music is at an end. It is, of course, Meat on the Ledge. It was voted number 17 in the top 100 songs of all time in a BBC Radio 2 listeners poll. I'm going to break a little bit with tradition here and not go out with our usual signature tune, instead of which I'm going to go out on a Richard Thompson song. But before I play you the last track, I'm going to read you what Richard himself wrote about this. He says it's a pretty obscure song, and you can make of it pretty much what you like. The ledge, in fact, was a branch of a tree that him and his mates used to climb when they were little kids. So it could be about the end of childhood, it could be about the deaths of friends, it could be about all of us waiting for everybody in the end. Let me just quote what he says. I had to sing Meet on the Ledge at my mother's funeral. It was in her will. That's about the hardest thing I've ever done.
We used to say, come the day, we'd all be making songs, or finding better words. These ideas never lasted long. The way is up, the long path.
If you really mean it.